And then when they come out, we have sober living homes. So we have the Diamond House of Westcare. We have the Riviera House. We have the Blossom House. And you also have the Oxford Houses.
And that truly is when Chris from Revive calls it transition.
Right.
They don't graduate from residential rehab. You transition into the next step, which is sober living.
Exactly.
And that can take, we don't know how long.
Right.
Everyone's different.
Everyone's different. I'm glad you say that, because sometimes people think it's all a cookie cutter type of thing.
It's
not.
No.
And so I'll give you an example. I have a person at the Blossom House right now who is who had an incredible substance use disorder and came out and, had a hard time finding a job, was walking, got a job at the Riverside. He was making, I don't know, 11 bucks an hour or something like that. He started saving money. He was taking the bus. He found somebody to give him a ride. So now it's 2 years later. He is the point person at the Blossom House. He pretty much runs the house beside me and Robbie. And, he 2 years ago, he saved all his money. He bought a really nice vehicle.
Good.
And he works at the mine now. He has a great salary. He just went to visit his sick mom in San Jose and booked a ticket with his credit card and came back and, doing all these things that he never thought he would do.
And it's because of the going through the treatment center.
Right.
And it's because of going to sober living to cross all these T's, dot all these I's, and become, a productive citizen again.
Right. And that's what we want. And so, my own life, I'm an example of that. Robbie's an example of that. So we see these guys in the house sometimes where it seems a little hopeless. We remember the miracles that happened in our lives, so we can believe that they'll happen in their lives as well. And so I want the community to know, when people are listening, and every time I come on your show, Larry, I got to tell you, when I get back out into the community, people go, oh, my God, I heard you on the show. I heard you on the show. I heard you on the show. So I know that
more and more people understand what you're doing there.
Right.
And the impact on these people.
Right. And
how many people do you think when 2.5 or 2 years that you've actually helped through your center?
A couple thousand.
Wow. What would Mojave County have done without you? I mean, without your center?
Right. Right. Well, that's a big function of Westcare, and Cheryl DeBatt, she applied for this grant 3 years ago in hopes of being the connector. That was the really objective. All these resources were happening here, but nobody really always knew about what they would do.
Right. And when you go back 20 years ago, when it was Corky carrying business cards in his pocket,
telling
people to call me and I will help you.
Right.
Here, Larry, take a couple cards. Yeah. If you know somebody, call me. Now it's a whole society, basically, of people that are all out there just for one purpose, to help these individuals get back on base and get back to a productive life.
Well, that story right there, Corky gave me a card 20 years ago at a Rotary convention in Prescott.
Yeah.
And I went to him when I wanted to get some help, and today I run the HRSA program. So
right.
So there you go.
It all works and comes back.
Right.
Yeah. Hildy's House. Do you have any plans to add more? I mean, it's a women's house,
right?
And you have a lot of women in rehab. Is Westcare sitting back thinking that they need another rehab?
Well, what we would like to do is, I think our plans are, and, I have to be very careful about, premature information, but we need a detox center.
Yes, we do.
So we're working on that. So I got to tell you, we were scouting out the Talus Harbor facility.
Right.
That would be ideal.
So we did have some.
Because that was 25 beds?
24 beds.
24 beds.
And we had some talks with Ron about it.
Yeah. So maybe still?
You know.
It's closed. I mean, it's just sitting there.
Well, I know. I was part of building that place. So.
I know. And it's sad because the services for mental health in bed services are so needed throughout Mojave County.
I know. And so that you know, it's already set up to be a great detox center.
Yeah, it would be.
Right. So any of your listeners out there that have got about $4 or $5 million, please call me. And so we can make some kind of arrangements, all right?
And have a great detox center.
Please and thank you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with these gentlemen some more. If you have a question, hold on, wait a second here. If you have a question or comment, you want to join in the conversation, 234-343-1065. Give us a call. You can join in the conversation anytime you wish. By the way, next weekend is the Bighorn Golf Scramble at Laughlin Ranch. Check it out.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
The new edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk dominates again. KNTR Talk's Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host in the country. Dave Ramsey is number two. Ryan Kilmeade is three. Dana Lash comes in at five. And Mark Levin is number six. That means KNTR Talk is five hosts of the top six in Talkers.com Heavy 100. Bill O'Reilly comes in at 38th, and Dennis Prager comes in at 49th. KNTR Talk has seven of the year's top 50 talkers. With an estimated combined listenership of 80 million nationwide, it's no wonder you tuned into KNTR Talk 106.7, 5, and 3, the voice of the free, the most listened to radio station in Mojave County. If you're in business, a political candidate, or PAC, consider KNTR Talk for advertising results. KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station. Stream KNTR Talk via KNTRTalk.com or the TuneIn app.
Stay ahead of the curve with your commute. ADOT's I-10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project is making great progress. That means better travel times, safer commutes, plus easier access to work, schools, retail, and Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Want to stay informed about upcoming closures and construction traffic? Good news! You can get real-time updates on the app, available at i10broadwaycurve.com. This message is sponsored by the Arizona Department of Transportation.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perello, Mr. Ken Perello, downtown real estate building, tower. Yeah, you just walk by. He buzzes by the window. We see him, streak of lightning. Hey, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWE Communications. Elevate your online experience. We have it here in the studio. It doesn't fail. It doesn't fade. Doesn't go down. Doesn't say I'll be back in a minute. No. All from TWN. You can have it, too, in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. And soon, like weeks away, Golden Shores. Yeah. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and sign up. You can just type in TWN Communications. It'll take you right there. Then you just slash Mojave, and you're good to go. There's 23,000 connections out there available right now. Pro Fit Kitchen, oh, the healthy restaurant, yeah, in Kingman and Bullhead City. What are you hungry for? A salad, a wrap, a healthy burger? How about a bowl? Nice, delicious bowl? Maybe you want a smoothie or a pressed juice, protein shake. They've got them all. See the whole menu at Pro Fit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. And if you're still on that kick about getting healthy in 2024, add Pro Fit Kitchen to the menu. And next Thursday, 4 o'clock in Kingman, they cut the ribbon to officially open ProFit Kitchen in Kingman. Mojave Mortgage, are you thinking sometime this year you want to buy a home? Well, how about a vacation home? Maybe you want a mobile home. Maybe you want a pool in the backyard. Yeah, well, you're going to need some money. Here's the name of the guy who's got the money, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. He's the founder, he's the CEO, and he's the guy who can say, how much you need? Yeah, I'll loan you $300,000. Yeah. Call him up, 928-288-2691. Just say, Chad, Tunis and me, and I need some money. Yeah. He'll sit back and help you. And if you're looking for a house, but you don't know what you can afford, call him. Tell him, this is what I got for down payment, and this is what we want to spend per month. What can we do? He'll tell you. Get Chad in your pocket. 928-288-2691. All right, we got about 9 minutes left here with these two gentlemen from West Care. And during the break, you guys are talking about moving people around and
right.
and moving people into your system, basically.
Right.
Which, when they're in your system, they're in everyone's system because
right.
your system basically connects them with, like you said earlier, Mojave Mental Health, Southwest Behavior, North Country, whoever,
right.
one of the hospitals, wherever they need to go next.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
put the microphone right up there by your mouth.
So those other organizations help us call us for navigation as well.
Right.
So like this morning, Robbie was working with the navigator over at Southwest Behavioral Health, helping them with one of their clients that's coming to us that possibly would be a candidate for our sober living house.
Okay.
We have another person that we are needing to get into women's treatment center, but of course we had to start with her being admitted into the KRU.
Right.
And so she came as a referral from an agency in Kingman, and Robbie literally went to Kingman, picked her up from her dad, took her to KRU, got her admitted there, and then said when she's released, they contacted Robbie this morning, gave him a release date, and then he will set up somebody picking her up this afternoon and bringing her to us to go to WTC. So it's all connected.
Right. A few years ago, I had a friend of mine who had a daughter who was addicted, and she was in Kingman. I went up to Kingman, picked her up, brought her down here, delivered her to Cheryl. Cheryl, I'm bringing this gal. Here she is.
Right.
And Cheryl sat with her and sent her, this was several years ago, sent her up to Las Vegas to the women's shelter.
Detox.
Detox and then intake. But after a week and a half, they had to bring her back because she had a probation appointment, and they would not move it.
Yeah.
Is that any better today?
Yes.
Because you had to take somebody out of another state, which caused a problem,
right.
and take her out of a residential treatment program just to go to a probation. And it might have been a court. I don't recall.
Right.
It might have been a court hearing or a probation. But are these guys working with you now to where you can say, look, this person's in rehab. Can we schedule this for another day.
Right. So now we're, because of the consortium, we got Don Bischoff with the release coordinators. Right. We've got
who tells the worst jokes on Facebook.
Well, absolutely. Okay. And Judge Rick Williams and Susan Davidson with probation.
Good.
So now I work with them all. And so on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I'm in Bullhead Recovery Court, Kingman Recovery Court, Lake Havasu Recovery Court, and then also on Wednesday once a month I'm in what we call HAWC, Health and Wellness Court. So now that I work in conjunction with the probation and the court systems, we're able to make appearance happen by Zoom. So that's
okay.
that's one of the offshoots from COVID.
Right.
Because from COVID everything went HIPAA had some stipulations about using certain type of
device.
Yes, and so now those services have been expanded. Plus, our with Mojave Electric, with they're expanded in the
TWN. Yeah.
Yes. So you can see how we have had this incredible boom of resources. So who thinks about, as substance use disorder and all of a sudden it being expanded because Mojave Electric put more wire in the ground or whatever that was.
Yeah. Fiber.
Right, fiber. So all that stuff is impacting how we're able to help people. And with the court systems now all talking to each other, so there is communication, we can say, listen, we want to keep this person, the continuity, we want less recidivism rate.
Right.
So we don't want people falling through the cracks. So now, Robbie will pick somebody up from the Blossom House, they'll come into our office, and they'll sit right in front of a monitor, and instead of having been transported to Havasu, or transfer,
right,
they'll go to court right there on screen.
Okay, so that's kind of, hate to say it, but that's a benefit of COVID, that all of a sudden courts can do that. Because I know that, like, when they do hearings in the morning, if you got arrested and transported to Kingman, you're going to have your hearing on a camera.
Exactly.
So it's good to know that these people can work with probation, because this young lady definitely needed it. Because when we were driving back to Bullhead, I said, when's the last time you got high? And she's like, 3 hours ago.
Right.
And now you want to get clean? Well, she waited right up to the last minute.
And so we're testing, and, fentanyl is just still a huge, horrible impact on our community. And so we're working with that. And we're helping people. We're working closely with, Lori Duggins on the map and the Take Back the Drugs.
This Saturday.
And we're doing all that. And that's always good. And we always get the weight. When I do my reports and I tell them the weight of the substance that we've collected, it's pretty amazing.
The city, Jeff Tipton, I'm giving him all the credit.
Oh, God, he's wonderful.
Yes. He got all the services on the website. Every service that you can think of now is on the website. Patrol officers can bring up the website with a homeless person and go, here's the address to, the recovery house or the whatever. It's all right there.
Well, Jeff Tipton, he deserves, give him an Academy Award, something really fantastic because for years, you and I were part of all those
booklets that we,
coalitions and booklets and resource guides.
And the problem with a booklet is they're outdated when they're printed. The services change, for services improve. But now it's all on the web.
Pat Farrell's coming on tomorrow.
Yes.
And Pat Farrell, 5 years ago, and I worked on the Veterans Resource Guide.
Same thing, yeah.
And, oh, my God, it was just tedious. And by the time we get to the end of the resource guide, people were calling us and telling us that it was a different contact person and a different phone number.
Yeah. It's crazy. But it's good that these services continue to change and improve for veterans, for the homeless, for the addicted.
Right. And so we work close with the nation's finest. And so we have people that come in and, they qualify for veterans housing possibly.
Right.
And Patty Jacks, I always want to give her a shout out.
Yeah.
Um, she's in the trenches, man.
She is. With,
you know, all those people over at Catholic Charities, and I want to say this about them, because when they first opened up, you know, everybody was concerned, like, is it really doing what it needs to do? And let me tell you, they've got a tough job.
Oh, yeah.
And Lynn and those people over there, they are doing a wonderful job. And let me tell you, we need to say prayers for them.
We're out of time.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, I want to give my number, 928-605-5103. That's Chaz or Robbie, 928-605.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.